This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Let's begin with a story out of Willits, where yesterday, Sunday, June 2nd, deputies responded to an emergency call at Adventist Health Howard Hospital. A man had arrived at the hospital claiming he'd been attacked by a relative. Initially thought to be set on fire, it was later clarified as a boiling water assault. According to a press release from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, deputies arrived at the hospital around 9:56 p.m. They found the victim with severe burns from boiling water, consistent with his statement. He is currently receiving medical treatment. The incident took place in the kitchen of a home on North Highway 101 north of Willits. The altercation began as an argument about groceries between the victim and his relative, identified as Raymond Covino. The argument escalated and Covino allegedly threw a pot of boiling water on the victim. After the attack, Covino transported the victim to the hospital but left soon after. Deputies located Covino later and took his statement. Following interviews with Covino and other witnesses, authorities arrested him for battery with serious injury. Covino was booked into the Mendocino County Jail with bail set at $30,000. The victim remains in the hospital, recovering from injuries. The investigation is ongoing. As a reminder, the charges against Covino have not been proven in a court of law. Under the principles of presumption of innocence, Covino should be considered innocent until proven guilty. Next up, we remember former Mendocino County Sheriff Anthony Tony Craver, who passed away this weekend at the age of 85. Craver served the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office for an impressive 34 years, leaving a legacy of dedication and service. Craver's career spanned numerous assignments, including a significant tenure as Coastal Commander. He became sheriff in 1998 after 27 years with the office and held the position until his retirement in 2005. His campaign focused on combating the county's methamphetamine problem, addressing juvenile crime, and improving response times. Mendocino County Sheriff Matt Kendall reflected on Craver's leadership and the impact he had on his career. He told us, quote, "Tony was the lieutenant on the coast, which was my first patrol assignment following my service in the jail. He later promoted me to sergeant in 1999. Tony was known for his strong leadership and caring nature. If you were ever called to his office, he made his points clearly and ensured his directions were known and followed by his deputies. He always ensured everyone left his office with their dignity intact," unquote. Craver was also remembered for his ability to manage tense situations with a calm and fair approach. Current Sheriff Matt Kendall said, quote, "I remember working the Redwood summer protests during the early 1990s as a very young deputy. Tony's briefings were always clear. He had a remarkable ability to calm heated situations and hear both sides. He often reminded us to enforce the law with respect for all and to treat folks accordingly without being walked on," unquote. In addition to his law enforcement work, Craver was a Marine Corps veteran and a pioneer in changing perspectives on cannabis within the county. Sheriff Matt Kendall said, quote, "Tony was the first to say that cannabis was not the big and the bad and the ugly. These were the lessons that served me well, and for that I am very grateful. Tony remained a friend to me following his retirement, and I will miss him." And now for a story on Mendocino County's health. Last week, the Mendocino Coast Healthcare District held a forum on community health, revealing some stark yet critical data from the California Center for Rural Policy at Cal Poly Humboldt. Community leaders discussed the challenges and their ongoing responses. Lee Pierre Oetker, a senior research analyst, presented data showing while there are a few bright spots, Mendocino County faces high rates of smoking, drug overdoses, homelessness, and firearm deaths, surpassing state and regional averages. The county also struggles with poverty, drinking, and car crashes, compounded by a shortage of healthcare providers. Senior research analyst Oetker said, quote, "Let's talk about poverty. The Redwood Coast has significantly higher rates of poverty than the state as a whole, Mendocino at 16% versus the state average at 12%. Poverty is linked to lower life expectancy, increased health risks related to obesity, smoking, substance use, and chronic stress. If people are living in poverty and can't access services, their ability to be healthy becomes very challenging," unquote. Oetker noted that homelessness in Mendocino County is about 3.5 times higher than the state average, saying, quote, "In Mendocino, in the last point in time count, 1,124 people were identified as homeless. Mendocino has the highest rate in the state for homelessness, with 352 homeless people per 100,000, unquote. The California Center for Rural Policy recommends addressing smoking, substance use, and providing access to mental health care to prevent suicide. Dr. William Miller, medical director at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, saw opportunities in the report, saying, quote, "The three major contributors, accidental death, cancer deaths primarily from smoking and drug overdoses, are all potentially preventable. This gives us a chance to actually do something positive," unquote. A recording of the forum, the report, and Pierre Oedeker's presentation are available on the Mendocino Coast Healthcare District's website. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.